Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Parsha's Emor. V'yadaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar el b'nei Yisrael lemor, v'chamisha asar l'chodesh ha-shvi'i hazeh chag ha-sukos shivas yamim la-Hashem. Speak to b'nei Yisrael and say to them, on the 15th day, this 7th month, it is a chag, a holiday of sukos, of tabernacles, 7 days to Hashem. On the first day, it will be called a holy day. All types of skilled labor you shall not do. On the 7 days, you will bring korbanos to Hashem. You will bring fire offerings to Hashem. And on the 8th day will be a fixed holy day for you, and you will bring a fire offering to Hashem. It is a day of Hatzeres. All manner of work, of skilled labor, you shall not do. What does the word Hatzeres mean? Rashi says that I've held you back to stay with me, like a king who has his children come for meal, a suda that will last several days, and when it comes time for them to go home, he says, my son, please stay with me one more day. It's hard for me to see you go. What's Malachas Avoda? Malachas Avoda is malacha. It's a type of work that is Avoda for you, that if you don't do it, there you'll have a loss of money. To tell you that on Shmini Atzeres, there is no heter of Chesor and Kis, whereas Chomorda there is. Ela Morde Hashem, Asher Tikru'u Osam, Mikre Kodesh, La'kriv Ishel Hashem, Ola Umincha Zevach Unesachem Davar Yom Biyomo. These are the holidays of Hashem, that you will affix them. They are holy get-togethers, holy convocations, holy fixed times to bring a fire offering to Hashem, an ola offering, which is burnt up, a mincha meal offering, zevach, usually referring to shlamim, the ones that are eaten by the kohanim and the people who are bringing them, nesachim, wine offerings that are poured on the mizbeach, each one in their day. In their proper day, Rashi says, refers to the fact that in Parshas Pinchas we're going to hear how each one there's going to be a differing amount in, of korbanos brought on each day of Sukkot. It's one of its defining factors, and we will see this in Parshas. Milvad Shabbosos Hashem umilvad matnosechem milvad kol nidrechem umilvad kol nidvosechem asher titnu laHashem. Except for the Shabbos of Hashem, and except for the gifts, all of the oaths, and apart from all of the donations that will be given to Hashem. Ach b'chamisha asar l'chodesh hashvi b'ospachem es tvuas ha'aretz tachogu es chag Hashem shivas yamim b'yom harishon shabbason uv'yom hashmi'in shabbason. Only the 15th day of the 7th month, when you are gathering in the produce of the land, you shall celebrate this holiday for Hashem. 7 days. On the first day will be a complete cessation, a Shabbason, and on the 8th day as well will be a Shabbason. Rashi says, what is this word ach? We're starting the sentence with the word ach, meaning only. This is to tell you that it can be brought all 7 days, so therefore it is not doche Shabbos. You cannot bring it on Shabbos. This is a shlamim. Therefore, it could be brought at any point during the week. Therefore, it does not need to be Docha Shabbos. It says, when you gather in your produce, this is to tell you that this Yantif is supposed to be at the time when you're gathering in the produce. Make sure that it doesn't fall out in the winter or in the summer. We will add a month when necessary to keep it in its place. Does it say you shall celebrate 7 days? This is Tishas, you can bring that Korban Chagig we spoke about before on any of the 7 days. Tem lachem biyom harishon pri etz hadar kapos tamarim v'anaf etz avos v'arvei nachal osamachtem lifnei Hashem chem shivas yamim. And you will take for yourselves on the first day the fruit of a beautiful tree, date palm branches, a branch of a tree which has chained leaves, and the aravos of a nachal, and you shall rejoice before Hashem your God 7 days. She says, what is a pri etz hadar? A pri etz hadar, fruit of a pretty tree, is a tree whose fruit and tree taste the same. What does hadar mean? Hadar doesn't just mean pretty, it also means that it lives on the tree from year to year. This is the esrog. Kapos Tamarim tells us that it's only one even though it's kapos, it's spelled kapas, which means there's only one palm branch, also known as the lulav. The anaf its avos, that its leaves are like a chain or like a rope, and it goes around the stem of the thus. Chagosem oso chag laHashem shivas yamim hashana chukas olam ladoroseichem b'chodesh hashvi tachogu oso, and you will celebrate it a chag to Hashem 7 days on the year. It is an eternal statute for your generations. In the 7th month, you will celebrate it. Besukos teshvus shivas yamim kol ezach b'Yisrael yeshvu besukos. In Sukkos shall you live for 7 days. Every member of Israel, every citizen of Israel, will dwell in Sukkos. She says, Ezrach, meaning anyone who's a born Yisrael, and Be Yisrael means anyone who is a convert to Yisrael. L'man yedu doroseichem ki besukos hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael bo'otzesi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim ani Hashem Elokeichem. In order that you shall know that I caused you to dwell in Sukkos when I took you from Mitzrayim, I am Hashem. Rashi selects from the Gemara that Sukkos are Ananei HaKavod, as opposed to Sukkos Mamish, as we might remember from the Gemara and from the Midrash. V'yadaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el B'nei Yisrael, and Moshe told B'nei Yisrael about the Moadei Hashem.